Thanks so much for tuning in today. It's Cresta in the Afternoon. I'm Jerry Usher in for Al today. And no doubt about it, it is a really a wonderful time to be alive, to be a follower of Jesus, and no doubt tons and tons of challenges. But I guess if you're a disciple, if you're a Christian, it's job security. I know that we would love to see many of the challenges that are facing us go away and the world be a much, much better place than it is, but we're working on that with the help of God, the grace of God, and the power of the Holy Spirit, and with your prayers and sacrifices. And so really appreciate and applaud you for living your faith and just trying your best to make a difference in your circle of influence where you are right now. And joining me now on Cresta in the Afternoon is Dr. Edward Schreiber. He's a theologian, author, and speaker who appears regularly on EWTN. His books include A Biblical Walk Through the Mass and Love Unveiled, The Catholic Faith Explained. He is a professor of theology and vice president of mission and outreach at the Augustine Institute in Denver. And we're going to be talking about how following Christ takes more than simply believing in him or doing what he asks. He wants an intimate, close, personal relationship with us. So, Dr. Schreiber, welcome. It's good to be working with you again. How are you?
Hey, very well. Thanks for having me.
Good. Yeah, long time no talk. I think several years since I was over there at that other show, Catholic Answers Live.
Yeah, good. I just found out, actually. I was expecting Al, and they told me, oh, did anyone tell you that Jerry's on? Oh, no, it'd be good to talk with him. So this good. Is a wonderful surprise.
Yeah, well, it's great to be. I was pleased to see that you were going to be on as well. And this is interesting. You said in the information you provided us to prepare for this that following Christ takes more than simply believing in him or doing what he asks of us. That would be, I think, a pretty good summary of what most of us would believe is what it takes to be in a relationship with him. But you say there's actually he wants even more than that.
Yeah, this is something, you know, Pope Francis has really been drawing attention to ever since the beginning of his pontificate. He's calling all of us to renew our own encounter with Jesus and walk with Jesus in discipleship. And that's a key word for Pope Francis and in the Bible and for all of us. So what does it mean to be a disciple? You know, it's very different than just, I think, the way many of us, even good Catholics, might think. You know, hey, I go to church on Sunday. I believe the church's teachings. You know, I could pat myself on the back and say, I live in a day when most people are throwing the catechism out the window. They're not following the church's teaching on abortion or contraception. And I'm doing better than 99% out there. And I believe. And that, don't get me wrong, that's a noble thing. But Jesus wants us to do more than just get the right answers on a catechism exam and just follow the rules. We need to do that, don't get me wrong, but he wants us to do more than that. He wants us to grow in love and in imitation of him. An analogy I like to use is from sports. You know, if I told you, Jerry, hey, I'm a great basketball player, and you said, oh, what makes you a great basketball player? And I told you, I follow all the rules. It's amazing. I stay in bounds. I don't double dribble. I don't travel with the ball. LeBron James would want me on his team. You'd start laughing at me, right? Is it, no, you need the skills of being a great basketball player, dribbling, shooting, boxing out, all those things, right? And the same is true in our relationship with Jesus, that yes, we must follow the rules, but that's just like the minimum. That's just like permission to play. You know, he wants us to grow in love, in trust, and surrender, and really walk in imitation of him. And that's really what discipleship is about. It's not just going through the motions with our faith and not just getting all the right answers. It's walking in imitation of our Master, Jesus Christ.
All right, so just being able to play by the rules is enough to at least keep us from getting kicked off the team, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. Don't get me wrong.
Right. No, right? I know.
But that's just the starting point.
Sure. Yeah, and this word disciple, would you break that down for us? You know, people hear it described as a learner, someone, you know, disciple is someone who's taught. What exactly does that mean in terms of not just a verbal definition, but for us? What does it mean for us to be a disciple?
Yeah, to understand our life as a disciple, I want to take us back to the time of Jesus. What did it mean to be a disciple, a learner, a student? So a rabbi would gather disciples, but don't think of it as like a student today showing up at the parish and taking an adult faith class, or a student in a university setting, you know, walking to a lecture hall and passively taking notes. That's not what a rabbi did. A rabbi gathered disciples and invited the disciples to share his life. He invited them to have meals with him, to pray with him, to study with him, to serve the poor with him. And that's what Jesus did. You know, when Jesus gathered the disciples together, he didn't say, go meet me in that lecture hall and take a lot of good notes on the sermon here. No, he invited them basically to go like on a 3-year camping trip. And you get to know people if you go camping with them. And they're all living with him day to day, cooking with him, serving the poor, watching the way he debated the Pharisees, watching the way he forgave sinners. And that whole way of life is what was being passed on, not just his oral lessons, which were spectacular and a part of this, but it was so much more than that. They were catching on to a whole way of life. That's what discipleship is about. It could be summed up in a New Testament passage from St. Paul, 1 Corinthians 11:1. St. Paul says this, "Be imitators of me as I am of Christ." That's what we're all made for. As human persons, we're all made to imitate. We all are imitating somebody. The question is, who? Are we imitating some guy on a YouTube video, or a favorite rock star, or a favorite athlete, or are we going to imitate Christ and imitate all the saints who are imitating him? And that's what the walk of discipleship is all about, sharing the life with Jesus and imitating him.
Cresta in the afternoon. Our guest is Dr. Edward Shree, and we're talking about meeting Jesus in the Gospel of John. So let's turn our focus to that beautiful gospel, Dr. Shree. I was very, very blessed when I went to Franciscan University. I had Dr. Scott Hahn as a professor for that course, and it was just a marvelous experience just to drill deeply into the Gospel of John, which is just so absolutely beautiful. So give us just at least an overview of how John describes this need for us to meet Jesus and have this relationship with him that you're talking about.
Yeah, that's what we do in this Bible study. So we called the Bible study not just John or the Gospel of John, we called it Follow Me, which is what Jesus says to one of the apostles. And what you see is throughout the Gospel of John in particular, you're seeing these individual characters that come to a profound encounter with Jesus. And there's a dialogue that takes place between the two, and Jesus is drawing them to take the next step of faith, the next step of surrender in their lives. And you get glimpses of this, certainly in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, but John is particularly known for these beautiful encounters, whether it's the servants at the wedding at Cana, or the Nicodemus coming at night, or the woman at the well, or the paralyzed man, or the man born blind from his birth. So all these different characters encountering Jesus. And what I try to do in the study is take us to, you know, that point of putting ourselves in their shoes and imagine being those servants and hearing Mary say at the wedding of Cana, do whatever he tells you. What would that have meant to those servants, and what might that mean to us today? Or to be like that woman caught in adultery. Maybe we haven't committed adultery, but just imagine whatever sins we have, these deep hidden sins in our lives, that they were just made public. And all of our friends and everyone in our community just knew about it. And there were people saying, this man needs to be condemned. And we probably feel awful, and we may be wanting to throw stones at ourselves because, you know, I feel horrible. I've thought these things or desired these things or said these things and did these things. And now it's all exposed publicly. I'd be condemning myself. And then Jesus comes in, and he says, neither do I condemn you, Ted. And you're shocked by this amazing love. And he challenges me still, though. He says, go and sin no more. You know, don't do those things again. But I still love you. Yeah, so what we're trying to do all throughout this study, it's certainly going to be filled with a lot of great apologetics about the Eucharist, about confession, about Mary. It'll be filled with just a lot of, you know, interesting biblical analysis. But the heart of the study really is to help us walk in discipleship, to follow Jesus, to encounter him anew as Catholics. So I like to say, if we feel like we need a little jump start in our faith life, a little jump start in our relationship with Christ, we love him, but we feel like we're maybe getting a little lukewarm, and I want to go a little bit deeper, this could be a great way to do it through these profound encounters in the Gospel of John.
Dr. Edward Shree with us here on Cresta in the afternoon, and many of those stories that you pointed out in the Gospel of John, Dr. Shree, are people who have really blown it, if you will, and Jesus does give them that look of love and that mercy and that forgiveness. Speak for a minute to people who feel like, God can't forgive, Jesus can't forgive this. All right, he forgave that person, but what I've done, he can't forgive. Or I'm outside the reach of his mercy, or I've just done too many bad things to really be close to Jesus. What would you say to them?
I say that's a very human way of looking at things and understandable. The great thing is Pope Francis brings out is that God is not human. God is God, and he looks at things beyond just a human perspective. And he is a God of love. You know, the name of Pope Francis's book is that came out this year, The Name of God is Mercy. This is who God is. We have to think of God as a lover. He's just madly in love with us. And no matter what we've done, we see this over and over again in the Bible, no matter what the Israelites did, you know, in the Old Testament, they were worshiping foreign gods, bowing down before idols. They put idols in God's holy temple. They even started sacrificing children to these pagan deities. I mean, think about just how horrendous this was. And yet, what does God say to them? Yeah, we're going to deal with this. This is sinful, yes, but I still love you. And I'm going to seek you out. And he promises that he's going to come and restore unity with him. One of my favorite passages is one Pope Benedict often thought about is from Hosea, where the northern kingdom, the Samaritans, have done all these horrendous sins, have turned away, and God's going to punish them. But he also says, but my heart recoils within me. How can I give you up forever, O Ephraim? How can I just be separated from you? And in other words, my heart is longing to just be at one with you. So no matter what we've done, no matter how many times we've done it, no matter how long we've been away from him, we have to remember how much God loves us, and he's just waiting for us to just turn back to him. And he does that most especially in the sacrament of confession. And we should never be afraid of going, or, again, I don't know what to say, and I don't know how to tell someone these sins, or I've been away for so long. When we come to confession, Jesus isn't there saying, oh, it's about time you said that. No, he's there with arms open wide. And he's, again, just think of him as a lover. This is what the saints, if you read people like St. Catherine of Siena and others, they say, oh, God, you are a mad lover. You are drunk with love. It's the image. It's beautiful. But just, you know, from a human perspective, we think, wow, I did all these things. If someone treated me that way, I would never want to see them again. That's how we respond as human beings. But God rises all above that. He is love. That's what 1 John chapter 4, verse 8 says. God is love. And he just wants us to be in union with him.
Now, the Bible study, Follow Me, Meeting Jesus in the Gospel of John, is that available now, Dr. Sheree, or is that coming out soon?
It's available on pre-order. It'll be out this month, actually. So it's at the printer as we speak. So they can get that at ascensionpress.com. They're already doing pre-orders there, and it'll be out this month.
All right. Thank you so much. What's the, real quick, the website for the Augustine Institute?
AugustineInstitute.org. Check us out here.
All right. Pretty easy. AugustineInstitute.org. Dr. Sheree, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Great talking with you.
All right. I'm Jerry Usher, and for Al Cresta, this is Cresta in the Afternoon. Final short segment for this hour is coming right up. Please stay with us.